This morning on WCHL, recent allegations that UNC student-athletes can't read have pushed the university to measure its academic status.
We are moving toward an answer to the question, how is the university performing academically?
Plus, we'll see student-athletes unionizing soon? What do you think? Climate change and land conservation are hot topics among hopeful Orange County commissioners.
We've acquired 1,000 acres for parks and natural area protection, and we have conservation easements on more than 2,000 acres.
And the Chapel Hill Fire Department has said goodbye to a veteran of more than three decades. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage, traffic, and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina baseball team dropped its third straight game in a midweek non-conference meeting. Plus, we're going to look ahead to the 2015 football recruiting class. And
I have the ACC tournament's new theme song when it moves to Brooklyn in 2017 and 18.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 27 degrees in Chapel Hill, and rather cool this morning, but it will be a nice day. Mostly sunshine, no precipitation. Our high today in the 58 to 59 degree range, a lot warmer than now. UNC leaders are proposing a new approach to measuring the university's overall academic status. WCHL's Rachel Nash has this report.
We are moving toward an answer to the question, how is the university performing academically?
That's UNC Provost Jim Dean. He introduced the Carolina Metrics Project, which seeks to build a set of guidelines to assess the university's standing and sets targets for improvement. In an operation as vast as UNC, Dean said it can be challenging to measure academic performance accurately. This push toward transparency on a broader level comes at a pivotal time for Carolina, as its reputation continues to undergo scrutiny for academic fraud scandals of the past involving student-athletes. This week, two new former UNC football players came forward on nationally televised sports programs to say that they were encouraged to take no-show classes in order to retain their athletic eligibility. Dean did not comment on their testimonials Wednesday. Dr. Ronald Strauss, UNC's executive vice provost and chief international officer, was also behind the proposed performance measures. He said the five factors that could be used to determine academic performance include measures of the quality of faculty members, the campus environment, the quality of the student body, and benefits to the public from the university.
Our goals are pretty clear. We want to build a set of visible, accessible metrics to measure academic status, but we also want it to transform into some form of a dashboard that's visible to stakeholders, our audiences, our constituencies.
Strauss said that he solicited feedback from many campus constituencies in formulating the framework for academic performance, adding that he wants it to be realistic.
The cautionary tale is that at least the Educational Advisory Board felt that some universities have taken this as a self-promotional endeavor, and so the only variables that are put up are the variables that complement the reputation of that university, and that's not what we're seeking to do here.
The full Board of Trustees meets Thursday, during which UNC Director of Athletics, Bubba Cunningham, will speak about the daily lives of student-athletes. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A regional director of the National Labor Relations Board in Chicago has ruled that football players at Northwestern University can create the nation's first college athletes union. The decision means the NLRB agrees that the athletes qualify as employees under federal law and therefore can legally unionize. The university argued against the plan, which was started by outgoing Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter and supported financially by the United Steelworkers Union. Northwestern says it plans to appeal to the full labor board in Washington, D.C. You'll be hearing more about the story throughout the day on CBS. Orange County commissioners will sit down with the Chapel Hill Town Council tonight to discuss a potential funding partnership to pay for the Ephesus Fordham Boulevard revitalization plan. The town's plan calls for $10 million in roadway and infrastructure improvements to the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection, along with rezoning of 190 acres to promote economic development nearby. The council will ask county commissioners to pledge a portion portion of the increased tax revenue the project will generate to help pay down the debt. The two groups will also discuss the next steps for the Orange County Transit Plan and how best to partner on recycling and solid waste disposal. The Carborough Board of Aldermen will also participate in a joint public hearing at the start of the meeting to get feedback on a plan to allow more agricultural enterprise in the rural buffer. The joint meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Orange County Commissioners candidates talked climate change and land conservation at last night's forum focused on environmental issues. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Candidates running for a seat on the Orange County Board of Commissioners outlined their top environmental priorities last night at a forum hosted by the Orange Chatham Sierra Club. Barry Jacobs, who has served on the board for four terms, said he wants to make sure the Lands Legacy Program continues to protect natural areas, watersheds, and agricultural land.
We've acquired 1,000 acres for parks and natural area protection, and we have conservation easements on more than 2,000 acres. We have drawn down grant monies so that that land has cost us half as Orange County taxpayers of what we have had to lay out.
Earl McKee currently represents District 2, which covers Hillsborough and the unincorporated portions of the county. He touted the success of the Voluntary Agricultural District program.
If we're going to focus on open space preservation, we've got to work with the people that own most of the open space in Orange County and that's the agriculture community. The Voluntary Ag Districts, having that program and the increase in the number of acres over the past few years, has done a lot to encourage farmland to stay in the farming community.
Mia Burrows is a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board, looking to make the switch to the Board of County Commissioners. She said she'd like to see more collaboration between the county and the school systems in planning recreation areas.
I think we'll want to continue to do co-locations with schools the way it has been done with the Gravelly Hill School and the West End Soccer Complex. I think there's a lot of good cooperative programming and use of resources that can go on.
Burroughs faces Gary Kahn for the District 1 seat, representing Chapel Hill and Carborough. As the only Republican in the race, Kahn stressed that he, too, values conservation.
I am pro-conservation. As much as our legislatures, you know, in Raleigh are anti-conservation, I am pro-conservation. So I want to make that point perfectly clear. I'm a Teddy Roosevelt kind of Republican.
When asked how to reduce the county's carbon footprint and tackle climate change, District 2 challenger Mark Markopoulos said the region's local food system is key to increasing the area's resilience.
The price of food is going to skyrocket as global warming wreaks havoc around the country, California, Mexico, Florida. Food prices are going to go up. Local food is going to be highly valuable.
Bonnie Hauser, who's challenging Jacobs for an at-large seat on the board, said the county needs to do more to help residents prepare for natural disasters.
Climate change is here. It's time to be prepared for disaster. And the county does have a disaster plan, but no one in the community knows about it. And so we need to get it out to the communities, especially our affordable communities who are being stuck in places with no heating, no cooling. That needs to be fixed.
Early voting begins April 24th. Both the District 2 and at-large races will be decided in the May 6th primary, while Burroughs will face Kahn in the November general election. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Pastor Rod Chaney of Sunrise Church in Chapel Hill is making his second run as a Republican challenger for the District 50 seat in the North Carolina House. WCHL's Danny Hooley caught up with Chaney recently.
Our state has come a long way in just the past couple of years. I think we've moved up quite a bit in the area of business and economic prosperity. And I hear voices out saying they want to turn around and go back.
That's NC House 50 candidate Rod Chaney. The dissenting voices he's referring to are familiar to and who's been keeping up with local news over the past year.
There's a group that on Mondays seems to go down to Raleigh and give their view, and I just don't think they represent the majority of voters in NC 50.
Regardless of Moral Monday protests, Chaney says he feels the residents in the northern end of Orange County and parts of Durham and their views have not been adequately represented in a long time. He says he's out to change that. It's the second run for Chaney. Back in 2012, he beat current Republican challenger Lewis Hanna in the primary but lost against Democrat Valerie Fouché. He says the race against Fouché actually gave him confidence to run again.
We won half the precincts. I spent about $85,000. My opponent spent over $105,000.
When he ran in 2012, Chaney highlighted his support for charter schools It's something he still strongly believes in.
We can do better in education. We can move education to more of a free market basis.
He says he supports tax reforms from the North Carolina General Assembly that he says made the business environment more friendly in a state that needs to consider the business climates in South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee.
We are competing to attract businesses from those areas, and I think they've moved us much, much closer to be competitive.
Cheney says he opposes a planned light rail system between Orange and Durham because he doesn't believe the population density exists to make it financially viable. And he adds,
I think that any time you begin collecting money for a project like that and leave it available for politicians, they will end up misusing it.
This time, the Democrat in the race is Representative Greg Meyer, who was appointed to the District 50 seat when Fauci was chosen for the District 23 Senate seat after Ellie Kinnaird retired. But first, there's the May 6 primary. Cheney says the main difference between himself and Republican opponent Louis Hanna is that Hanna doesn't really touch social issues. Cheney, on the other hand, is not shy about offering his views. Here he is talking about the issue of same-sex marriage.
Well, I believe marriage is between one man and one woman. When you begin redefining that, you kind of open it up to whatever anybody wants to say it is.
In the coming weeks, WCHL will reach out to candidates in all local races. For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
North Carolina House Representative Verla Insko of Chapel Hill, a Democrat representing Orange County District 56, is responding to accusations that she thinks women can get prostate cancer. The Carolina Mercury reported that a YouTube video released by America Rising PAC was edited to give that impression. Here's Insko in a cut from the one-minute video.
You're saying the treatment for prostate cancer is covered by health insurance?
Sure.
What percent of the prostate cancer patients are women?
Her question was posed to Dr. Chris Conver during a recent hearing on the Affordable Care Act. Insko says America Rising took her question out of context. On her Facebook page, she said it was not intended to be serious, of course. She just wanted to make a point about coverage for women's health issues. The video has been making the rounds on Facebook, and it's bringing her some negative feedback. In response to an email from someone who called her a moron, Insko replies that she knows women don't have prostates. She went on to write, "The health insurance plan I have is the same as male state employees. I'm not complaining that my insurance covers treatment for prostate cancer or Viagra or testosterone." Insko is running against Republican David Pratt Carter to retain her House seat. Trust me, Verla Insko knows that women don't have prostates. It's 7:18 at WCHL, and time now for Traffic and Weather Together. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carbrew. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Go online to find out more at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here he is, Rand Northam.
Can't imagine some of the things people would think I've said if they take it out of context here.
Oh, I know it, man. Come on. Don't be taken in by that kind of stuff. It's just ridiculous.
Well, traffic right now seeing minimal delays. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40. Not seeing too much of a problem, but might see a small delay there. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Might be seeing just about the same sort of thing. Maybe a little slowdown here or there. The Durham Freeway, I-40, Estes Drive, Franklin Street, MLK, all moving without any problems. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is time now for your Chapel Hill Carbrew weather, and the forecast is brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Big game's always right around the corner, so order today from Dickey's, and they'll have it ready for you. Choose from 8 juicy hickory smoked meats. Dickey's next to New Hope Commons in Durham. 27 degrees, mostly sunshine today. Hot today in the upper 50s. Actually, nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight. Overnight, low 42. And then tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies, showers likely, mainly the afternoon. High tomorrow in the middle 60s. Chance of rain is 60%. Tomorrow night, 70% chance of rain with a low in the middle 50s. And then on Saturday and Sunday, well, actually Saturday and Saturday night, it's going to be rainy. And then on Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 60s. So some rain coming for the weekend, but all in all, better weather. It's certainly a nice day today.
Our name is WCHM. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time 7:21. Let's get right to WCHL Championship Sports. Number 18 North Carolina baseball team lost to Winthrop yesterday, 3-1 at Boschheimer Stadium. Now the Tar Heels are 15-9 in the season with that victory. The Eagles are 12-14. The Carolina offense had some problems yesterday. UNC's lone run came in the first inning when the Tar Heels had the bases loaded. Next up, the Tar Heels, a three-game weekend series with rival Duke in Durham. First pitch of the series slated for Friday at 6 p.m. We want to talk a little Tar Heel baseball this morning with Trent Thornton, the Carolina pitching staff. And Trent, you know, baseball is different from other sports. A lot of people may say, hey, you lost to Winthrop, if you're talking about basketball or football or just about any other sport. But with baseball, there's not really any reason to get all that upset because there are so darn many games and you can't win every time out. But how would you assess Carolina's baseball team this season so far after yesterday?
You know, I think we have a young team that's just trying to figure out exactly how to piece everything together. We played a tough game yesterday, but unfortunately came out on the losing side. But that's what baseball can do to you. You know, you play day after day, so, you know, there's always the next day.
Well, that is the third consecutive loss, but Carolina hoping to get some momentum back, and you got a good chance this weekend with the ACC rivalry against Duke. And tell us about that game and what you guys hope to accomplish in those three games.
Oh, well, we're about to play with a chip on our shoulder this weekend because, you know, like you said, we've lost three in a row. So we're just going out there, taking it pitch by pitch, and hopefully can come out with a victory.
The offense has been kind of up and down. Sometimes the bats are alive and sometimes not. But generally speaking, the pitching has been pretty solid. Talk about your pitching staff and how you guys have worked together, in spite of the fact that so many of you guys are young.
Yeah, our pitching staff always pulls for one another. You know, we got a lot of good, talented guys, especially some new freshman pitchers. Zach Gallen, Zach Rice have come in and made a huge impact on the team. You know, Coach Forbes prepares us well for games, and, you know, that's why we've been so successful, is because we're prepared and confident in each other. So that's always a positive.
When are you slated to go this weekend?
I will be pitching Friday.
Oh, good. I thought so, but I just wasn't sure. Friday, 6 p.m., first pitch over in Durham against Duke. And Trent Thornton, good luck on the mound. Let's get some bats going. And you guys win three this weekend and get the momentum back.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
We appreciate your joining us this morning. That is Trent Thornton, Carolina pitcher, outstanding young man with an outstanding arm, and Carolina baseball cranking up this weekend, Atlantic Coast Conference Series after that game yesterday against Winthrop. In other sports this morning, let's talk a little football. We'll get back to basketball in just a moment here, but the Tar Heel football team is gearing up for the 2014 season. The recruiting process for 2015 is already in full swing. Head coach Larry Fedora and his staff have their eyes on some big-time targets as they continue to build up the program. WCHL's Matt Oaks reports.
So Coach Fedora has been able to show that this program has a lot of potential and just is a couple guys away from doing great things.
That was Inside Carolina's recruiting guru, Don Callahan. He says many recruits, especially within the borders of North Carolina, are buying into the promise of Coach Fedora's rising program in Chapel Hill. It's leading guys like Shai Tuttle, a 300-pound defensive tackle who moves effortlessly across the field, to contemplate staying home to play top-notch college football, rather than trekking to places like Alabama, Georgia, and LSU.
He's a great player. He doesn't look his size. He's a little over 300 pounds, but when you see him move around, he just moves so fluidly for a kid his size. I mean, it's just hard to fathom that he is a 300 pounder. So he's the number one guy.
Callahan says Coach Fedora had the chance to bring a few NC targets into his office last weekend, including Javal Millette, Jalen Dalton, and Emmanuel McGirt. He pointed out the possible accomplishments the UNC football program can achieve if they all choose to stay and defend their home turf.
one of the main recruiting tools that North Carolina used while they were on campus was to get a group of those guys on campus, in Coach Fedora's office, and just kind of pitch to them the idea of just what North Carolina could be if it was able to keep the top talent in state.
Although Callahan stopped short of labeling the group as a package deal, he says Coach Fedora's message could collectively resonate with them.
One of those guys were to commit, it would definitely help with the others. And they were actually, there was some conversations about, among the recruits, talking about basically what Fedora was saying about going to North Carolina together.
It certainly appears, slowly but surely, the Tar Heel coaching staff is changing the culture for Carolina football. Callahan says Coach Fedora now has an appetizing pitch to deliver to top recruits.
You don't have to go far away. You can come to North Carolina, and you can play in the NFL, and you can do great things at North Carolina.
Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina women's basketball team is in the Sweet 16 this weekend. They will play on Sunday against South Carolina Gamecocks out in Stanford, California. So good luck to the Tar Heel women. Tar Heel men's basketball news this morning. ACC Commissioner John Swofford has made it official. He announced yesterday that the league's men's basketball tournament is heading to Brooklyn. We've been hearing about this. Now I guess it's official. There isn't an Atlantic Coast Conference school within 200 miles, but New York is home to several large alumni bases and perhaps more importantly is a media capital, according to Swofford. He said at the Barclays Center on Wednesday, and I'm quoting here, he says, "I firmly believe that the experience for our players, our coaches, and our fans will be second to none when we come to Barclays. It's the media capital of the world. We want our brand in this city, in this facility, in Brooklyn, so we're really excited about this and what it can do for the Atlantic Coast Conference." It's a far cry from Greensboro, that's for sure. The league will crown its champion at the arena in 2017 and 2018 after holding the tournament in Greensboro in 2015 and in Washington, D.C. in 2016. This move to New York represents a shift from the ACC tournament's southern roots after years of conference realignment. It's not the same ACC, that's for sure. The state of North Carolina has hosted 50 of the 61 events in league history. But Louisville's arrival back in July will make it the seventh former Big East school to join the 15-team ACC since 2004. So those programs were accustomed to playing their conference tournament in Madison Square Garden. Okay, 728 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I have the ACC tournament's new theme song when it moves to Brooklyn in 2017 and 18. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Old-timers may remember the popular TV show Car 54, Where Are You? And the lyrics to the song that opened the show. There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out with fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short of child. Khrushchev's do it Idlewild. Car 54, where are you? Since the ACC basketball began circa 1954, singing that song will be a good way to get over the head-scratching of the league's latest move. Sure, the ACC's new footprint reaches all the way to Syracuse, and sure, the new Barclays Center in Brooklyn is already considered the number two arena in the world as far as annual events and attendance. But Madison Square Garden also wanted the ACC tournament, and my guess is that's where most ACC fans would want it. They will have to get to know the Barclays Center, which has its own train stop and is partially owned by Jay-Z, who can get his wife Beyoncé to perform there 15 times a year if they want. But where ACC fans have been going to the Garden for years for holiday games, NITs, and even this weekend's Sweet 16, venturing to Brooklyn and getting to an arena that sits where Gunther Tutti patrolled the streets, at least theatrically, will be a major change. For ACC fans, the expense will be enormous, at least four nights in a New York hotel, and choose to stay in Manhattan and commute to Barclays. That and the food and the cost of the tickets will make it a $4,000 or $5,000 weekend. Not exactly like commuting to Greensboro and holding up two fingers outside the Coliseum. So the rich better get richer, because that's who will be going to the ACC tourney in Brooklyn, the fastest-growing city in America. John Swofford says the ACC has great roots in New York from Frank McGuire and Lenny Rosenbluth and all the great players who migrated south from the city. Despite the Big East's domination for years, it's remained a recruiting hotbed for the ACC, and I guess Swofford and the coaches want to perpetuate that. But it will be a completely different experience for sure, and those who venture there for the first of 2 years might decide that, for them, it's a one and done. There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out with fights. This is Archansky. See ya.
The singing Archansky of Chapelboro.com and host of Archansky's Sports Notebook on WCHL. Just like me, I don't think Art's planning on giving up his day job.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Honey, you won't believe it. I got the job. We're moving to Austin.
That's amazing. We need to call our parents and find schools for the kids and find a new house and... Wait, what about this house?
If you need help listing your home for rent or sale, call Louise Beck Properties. With over 20 years of experience, we can help ease your transition by advising if it's better to sell or rent. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Green Energy Lawn Care. It's half off, $66 towards lawn services, available now for $33. Spring is finally here, and Green Energy Lawn Care wants to offer you a cost-effective lawn care service free of hazardous chemicals and noisy, smelly equipment. Let the professionals take care of any one of the following tasks: mowing, spreading mulch, organic fertilizer, compost, top dressing, compost tea spraying, or aerating. It's half off from Green Energy Lawn Care, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 27 degrees, rather chilly this morning, but it's going to be a nice day. Mostly sunshine, high today about 58. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight, overnight low 42. And then tomorrow, cloudy, showers likely, 60% chance of it. High tomorrow, 65 degrees. Looks like a rainy weekend coming up, too.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:33 at WCHL, 27 degrees this morning. I'm Rod Stutz. UNC leaders are proposing a new approach to measuring the university's overall academic status. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this continuing story from campus.
We are moving toward an answer to the question, how is the university performing academically?
That's UNC Provost Jim Dean. He introduced the Carolina Metrics Project, which seeks to build a set of guidelines to assess the university's standing and sets targets for improvement. In an operation as vast as UNC, Dean said it can be challenging to measure academic performance accurately. This push toward transparency on a broader level comes at a pivotal time for Carolina, as its reputation continues to undergo scrutiny for academic fraud scandals of the past involving student-athletes. This week, two new former UNC football players came forward on nationally televised sports programs to say that they were encouraged to take no-show classes in order to retain their athletic eligibility. Dean did not comment on their testimonials Wednesday. Dr. Ronald Strauss, UNC's executive vice provost and chief international officer, was also behind the proposed performance measures. He said the five factors that could be used to determine academic performance include measures of the quality of faculty members, the campus environment, the quality of the student body, and benefits to the public from the university.
Our goals are pretty clear. We want to build a set of visible, accessible metrics to measure academic status, but we also want it to transform into some form of a dashboard that's visible to stakeholders, our audiences, our constituencies.
Strauss said that he solicited feedback from many campus constituencies in formulating the framework for academic performance, adding that he wants it to be realistic.
The cautionary tale is that at least the Educational Advisory Board felt that some universities have taken this as a self-promotional endeavor, and so the only variables that are put up are the variables that complement the reputation of that university, and that's not what we're seeking to do here.
The full Board of Trustees meets Thursday, during which UNC Director of Athletics, Bubba Cunningham, will speak about the daily lives of student-athletes. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Retired Chapel Hill Fire Marshal and Deputy Fire Chief Joe Robertson has died at his home in Mebane. Robertson was 68 years old. Chapel Hill Fire Chief Dan Jones told WCHL that Robertson has been battling a lot of health issues for a long time. Robertson retired from the Chapel Hill Fire Department back in 1997 after 32 years of service. Here is Chief Jones.
He rose through the ranks and became the fire marshal. He actually served as interim fire chief for a period of time in 1989.
Robertson also served as reserve police officer for the town of Chapel Hill. After leaving the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Robertson went on to serve as fire chief for Florence, South Carolina. Robertson was a longtime resident of Carrboro before he moved to Florence. He and his wife Frankie had a place at Myrtle Beach where they spent some time in retirement. Jones says that Robertson's health problems eventually made it necessary to move to Mebane to be closer to children and grandchildren. The chief describes Robertson as a super person and a straightforward guy who was a physical fitness buff, and he praised Robertson's contributions to the department.
He helped introduce modern fire investigation techniques here in the Chapel Hill Fire Department. He also did a lot to build a working relationship between the fire department and businesses across town as it relates to code enforcement and safety and loss prevention.
Jones says that Robertson worked actively with UNC to promote fire safety and student housing. Funeral arrangements for Joe Robertson are pending. If you've been around the community for a long time and you knew Joe Robertson, you know that the chief is exactly right. He was, quoting here, a super person. It is 7:37 at WCHL. It's going to be a really nice day. A lot of sunshine today, high today in the upper 50s. I hope that spring is finally here. Spring has finally sprung. To lighten up the mood a little bit this morning, Shannon McSweeney is here from Briar Chapel. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Ron. It's great to wake up here.
You know, I think spring, one of the things that I think about is Earth Day. And you have this is it really the sixth annual?
It is. I had to just check myself this morning. It's the sixth annual.
The years just fly by, don't they?
I know. They've been some great ones.
The sixth annual Earth Day Festival is coming up at Briar Chapel on April 12th. We're going to be out there. WCHL will be spending some time there, and I'm going to be seeing you. Tell us about what, if people don't know what happens, tell everybody what happens on Earth Day.
Well, we like to think of Earth Day celebration at Briar Chapel as our favorite day of the year. We have, kicking off the morning, our sixth annual 5K that raises funds for the Abundance Foundation. Mm-hmm. That starts at 9:30 a.m. And immediately following that is our festival with food trucks and activities and games and DJs and all that sort of.
And what thing. Shannon hasn't told you is that she will be leading the pack in the 5K, setting the pace for everybody. But you mentioned it is for the benefit of the Abundance Foundation, which is based in Pittsburgh. And what does the Abundance Foundation do?
The Abundance Foundation is a wonderful organization that is really all about educating people about our local economy, farmers and farm-to-table and sustainability. So they're a great partner of ours, and mm-hmm. they'll have lots of information about what they do, the workshops and things that they bring to it. But
now you have all kinds of special events all day for everybody in the family, but first of all, take a minute to talk about Briar Chapel itself. For someone who's listening and doesn't have any idea what Briar Chapel is all about, tell us about it.
Sure. Briar Chapel is the largest green home community in the Triangle. We have homes for all ages and all stages from the 190s to 900s.
All ages and all stages.
All
I love that.
All ages and all stages. We have 900 acres of beautiful open space, parks, trails, things to really enjoy once you come and relax at home.
And you've got this great common area, too, where, you know, you can have lots of great special events like this. Who's going to be there?
Well, the event itself is going to be held in one of our newest parks, Boulder Park, which is beautiful. We're going to have the Scrap Exchange there with us, which we're really excited. We enjoy having them as part of our events. Our builders are really involved this year, so we've actually got them pulling together some teams, and so you'll be seeing some interesting showings from them. And we are going to have an activity that actually will help to decorate one of the homes. It's a kids' craft activity that you'll see some of those works of art show up in one of the homes in the community.
Well, not only that, but you'll have a chance to tour a bunch of the homes, 8 new homes out there you can take a look at while you're there.
Absolutely, absolutely. But we look forward to a beautiful day in the community, just enjoying time with friends and lots of good camaraderie.
Well, the 5K starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. There'll also be a kids dash. And then the festival itself will begin at 11 a.m. And we will be broadcasting live there from 10:30 to 12:30. To let you know what's going on right here on 97.9 FM WCHL. And I'll look forward to spending time with you out there, Shannon.
I look forward to it as well, Ron. Thanks.
Once again, that is April 12th. It is the 6th annual Earth Day Festival happening at Briar Chapel, just a little south of Chapel Hill. It's a world all its own. You got to go out there and see it and know what we're talking about here. Thank you so much. It is 7:41 at WCHL.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name's Jeff Kennedy with the Kennedy Dental Group here in Chapel Hill. I practice with Dick Wagner and Leland Webb. Along with implant dentistry and some great advances in cosmetic dental options, one of the greatest advances for the quality of dental care has been oral conscious sedation. We've been practicing that in our office since 2009. We're certified with the state. One advantage is it takes the anxiety away. The obvious application for oral conscious sedation is the anxious patient or patients who may have avoided going to the dentist from fear of pain. The patient during the procedure is very relaxed and it causes less stress. And while patients do not go fully to sleep when they're sedated, they often have no recollection of the procedure at all. Even in cases where they remember it, they tend to remember it as just a brief visit. Sometimes it's hard to get away from a person's job long enough to make multiple appointments to come in over and over. And if it's more convenient, sometimes they can sit through one long extended session under oral sedation. It can feel like a short appointment to the patient and we get a lot more work done.
The Kennedy Dental Group. Now in the iconic WCHL building on East Franklin Street.
Well, they can find us at Kennedy Dental Group online. Also, our phone number is 919-967-9291.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
When she looks at that diamond ring, she's going to feel like, oh my God, he did so much for me. This man really, really loves me.
That's Joey at Diamonds Direct, where they specialize in making guys heroes.
We go the extra mile to find the right diamond, the right mounting. No matter how long it takes, we'll look through every ring in this store, every diamond in the store, until he can look at it and go, that's her. I want that one.
It starts with superior diamonds at no middleman prices.
From the mine to our cutting house to the floor here. There's no middleman in between adding 5 and 10% along the way. That is the whole point of the name Diamonds Direct.
But it's more than just the diamond. It's the ring, the look.
The design of the ring is just as important as the diamond in the center to most women. Most men just look at the rock in the center. But women look at the whole design of the ring. They want something that they feel they can look at that is their one-of-a-kind special ring.
Names like DeCorey, Viragio, Simon G, Henry Dossi, Scott K, and dozens more.
We have over 4,000 settings in this store.
Diamonds Direct, the value you want, the ring she wants. The Carolinas Direct Diamond Importer, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Good morning, it is 7:44 at WCHL. I'm going to talk to Rand Northam about what's happening at chapelbro.com in just a moment.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Well, they've done it again. That amazing Phillips Middle School team has won another national contest. Last year, they took the award in the Siemens We Can Change the World contest, and this year they won the National Lexus Environmental Award. This all started when students at Phillips heard that our landfill was closing and we were trucking her to Durham. They looked for a way to keep waste from their school out of the landfill. They created a project that diverted liquids that were being thrown away in their class into a composting barrel. Everyone was amazed at how much was collected that didn't go to the landfill. And so were the Siemens judges. This year, the team expanded their project to the whole cafeteria. They set up barrels to collect food waste and lunchroom paper for composting, and other barrels for recyclable plastic, glass, and cans. The very large amount collected means that waste will not be sent to the landfill. And those fuel-inefficient trucks will not be polluting the air. The cost to the town of trucking our waste to Durham is $900,000, so this is a win all around. Next, the team plans to take the project school system-wide. The Lexus judges were impressed and saw that this was not only a workable project for our schools, but could be replicated all over the nation to solve a big waste reduction problem. Congratulations to Rohan Deshpande, Joshua Zhu and Helen Zhang, Vincent Chen, Arden Reynolds, Quentin Siradesky, Graham Zimmerman, and Elizabeth Farmer. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. Though in extreme demand, federal law prohibits chewy ice from being used as currency. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is Ron Stutz. Join me Saturday, April 12th at Briar Chapel for their 6th annual Earth Day celebration. The Triangle's largest green community is throwing the biggest blowout for their favorite day of the year. Start your day off at the Briar Chapel 5K, then enjoy great eats at the food truck rally, beer from Carolina Brewery, plus crafts, games, and more. While you're there, tour 8 model homes and check out the latest green home features. Learn more at briarchapelnc.com/earthday. See you there.
7:47 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northam has just come back in from running a 5K. Coming in early this morning to work, going out for a little exercise, and now back in here to do his usual Chapelboro.
Actually, I was just in the office doing a 5K. So,
oh, were you?
Yeah,
really?
I just did it inside. Running, I didn't even go outside.
Running from one room to the next.
Yeah, you know.
One studio to the next.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening today at our website?
Well, of course, the Healthiest You finale was last night, and a great, exciting adventure. I'm sure you had some great fun there last night, Ron.
It was a blast, and there were so many people, so many impressive people there. We'll have I don't think it's up yet, but we'll have a photo gallery from Susan Murray.
Lies, Ron, lies.
Is it up there?
It's up there, yeah.
Wow.
That's why I say I know it was such a great event, because the photo gallery is up there, and boy, I see your face just a couple times. So.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, well.
But focus on those other people who showed such great self-discipline and had a lot of fun inspiring each other.
Luckily, there's plenty more pictures of other people and not just Ron.
So thank goodness.
Very glad of that. That's just one of our photo galleries, and you can find many, many more on our website, chapelboro.com. We've got a lot of great local lifestyle columns, local buzz columns as well. Photo galleries, as mentioned, our community calendar, which tells you all of the great events going on in and around Chapelboro. And we've got, of course, lots of sports going on. Basketball season is wrapping up. It's not wrapped up yet because it's still the the NCAA women's basketball tournament. And
sure.
UNC still alive in that and thriving, heading to the Sweet 16. We'll see just how far that young and talented team can go. And baseball, of course, underway, and we're looking ahead to football, as you've heard all this morning. So lots going on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right. Thanks so much. And coming up, look at traffic here in just a moment. Traffic is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, home of the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Go to Cruiser's and you'll see what we mean. They're only 79 cents as well at Cruiser's. Good to go. Now with your morning traffic, once again, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing delays between Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Just minor to moderate delays there. NC-54 heading eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing minor to moderate delays. That could be because of some slowdowns on I-40 eastbound between NC-54 and Fayetteville Road as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. The Durham Freeway, Estes Drive, Franklin Street, and MLK not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can hit us up on Twitter at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely, and Zach Godwin will be here in 1 hour to tell you about some fun things going on Twitter.
You don't want me to tweet you?
I would love you to tweet me, Ron.
Rather I hit you up.
Or you could hit me up on Twitter, one or the other, whichever.
I'll do one of those, whatever kind of mood I'm in next hour.
After Ron gets off the air, he's going to go Google both of those phrases and see exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, I think I know what hit me up means. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 27 degrees. Yep, it's a little bit chilly this morning. Mostly sunny today. Beautiful day on the way. High today about 58 degrees. Love it. Tonight, we'll get a little cloudiness in here with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Overnight low 42. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day. Straight up, 60% chance of rain with a high in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, 70% chance of rain. And then it looks like a cloudy weekend until we get to Sunday, and we'll have sunshine and nice weather. 751 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit up Dr. Wayne Pond. Dr. Pond, how are you this morning?
I gave it the office.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, I guess I will go knock on somebody else's door. How you doing this morning, big guy? Are you
well? Hey, well, I got a dandy for you this morning, Ron.
I was hoping you would say that.
We're going to take a turn for the artsy craftsy here.
Oh, okay.
Take a turn down the road of high art.
Mm-hmm.
With you, it would be low taste and high art.
Right? You mean we're bringing some culture to the show for a change?
Well, when it comes to your taste in rock and roll, I'd say that you're a couple of bundles shy of impeccable, but you're getting there.
I'm on.
I love those postings you put up about rock and roll and what it was back in the day.
I'm on the highway to hell. High culture, baby.
All right. Well, speaking of high culture, here we go with the word of the day. The word of the day is cloisonné. Cloisonné.
What?
Remember back, as I said, in the day when you were a student and you did all sorts of artsy, craftsy things?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
C is in cap, C-L-O-I-S-O-N-N-E, two N's, followed by an E with a French accent. Think Peter Sellers, think Inspector Clouseau, and you've got cloisonné.
Don't talk about my Minky.
C-L-O-I-S-O-N-N-E, or I guess the French would say in this case A, not E. Mm-hmm. This is a noun. This is all about enamel work in which you have different colors separated by strips of flattened wire, blah, 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 blah. You've seen it many times, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe you didn't recognize it. And in syntactical terms, grammatical terms, turns out that cloisonné is, ready for this, Ron? Take a deep breath. It's a past participle. Another one of those rascals.
Okay, at least it's not dangling.
At least of all, it hasn't been hit up. Wow. All right, cloisonné. There is your word of the day. I hope you get a winner. And what you and Beth have planned for the weekend? Is it Cozumel this time or
for the weekend?
Yeah, you're going to join the G. What are we down to now? The G4, the G5. They've been throwing them out rather than fighting.
I'm going to get less sleep this weekend. Other than that. Other than that, I really don't know. I don't plan that far ahead.
All right. Well, listen, whatever it is, have a good one, buddy. I'll talk to you on Monday.
You too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. And if you can tell it, if you can spell it, and if you can pronounce it correctly and all that kind of stuff, you can define it, then we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM WCHL, also 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live at our website, chapelboro.com, to wherever you are, anywhere in the world. And she does have an international fan base. Lauren Stafford is here.
Thanks, Ron. You just, by the sounds of it, you can't escape us. There's nowhere you can go and not tune into us, so there's no excuse.
You can't get away from
it. To not be listening 24-7.
And Lauren Stafford has fans all over the world, so we have to accommodate that.
Bit of an exaggeration, but thank you. I do have some family
I don't exaggerate.
Abroad,
come on.
So, of course, you. Oh, please. What? When?
Now,
when?
You're international.
That's right.
I mean, you're going mobile.
Mobile. Agile and mobile.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Hostile, agile, and mobile.
Minus the hostile.
Yeah, really.
No hostility.
Yeah, you're not a very hostile person.
No.
I can't talk. Sorry.
All right, I'll do the talking. How about that?
All right, good.
Okay, good.
Lay it on me.
The one telling the joke. All right. Mm-hmm. Jack strode into John's stable looking to buy a horse.
Okay.
Listen here, said John. I've got just the horse you're looking for. The only thing is he was trained by quite an interesting fellow. He doesn't go and stop the usual way. The way to get him to stop is to scream, hey, hey. The way to get him to go is to scream, thank God. Jim nodded his head and said, okay, fine with me. Can I take him for a test run? Jim was having the time of his life. This horse sure could run, he thought to himself. Jim was speeding down a dirt road when he suddenly saw a cliff up ahead. Stop, screamed Jim, but the horse kept on going. No matter how much he tried, he could not remember the words to get it to stop. Yo, yo, screamed Jim, but the horse just kept on speeding ahead. It was 5 feet from the cliff when Jim suddenly remembered. Hey, hey, Jim screamed. The horse skidded to a halt just 1 inch from the cliff. Jim could not believe his good fortune. He looked up to the sky, raised his hands in the air, breathed a deep sigh of relief, and said with conviction, thank God.
And then plummeted off the cliff.
Well, let's hope the horse maybe had, you know, some self-preservation skills built in there.
That's really good. Oh, man, that's great. I love it. Thank you.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Wes Hare, you are today's WCHL hometown hero. I want to congratulate you on many years of social activism here in our community.
Jane and I came down here to Chapel Hill in 1969, and I got on the faculty of School of Social Work. And I had pretty much expected that there was going to be some kind of revolution in this country. And it didn't really happen. But this has led me into a variety of community effort things, human things that just need to be looked at.
I know that you're very active in Justice United. What does Justice United do?
What it basically does is try to look into community neighborhoods and see how to encourage people to get active, to take power where they're being oppressed. And right now they're focused on affordable housing.
You are so committed to protesting, and I know that you made quite a few appearances at Moral Mondays in Raleigh this past summer. Why is that so important to you?
Well, the first thing I need to say is that my wife, Jane and I both have our dates on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious that the government of North Carolina is refusing to engage seriously in the struggles of poor people and working people who are at minimal jobs, and refusing to give any options to health care, and refusing further to make it possible for people to be assured that they can get to vote. The districts have been gerrymandered so that the opportunities of people to get to vote have just been significantly restricted.
Wes, I know that here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, this is a community that's really a hotbed for protesting and people who stand up for what they think is right.
Certainly it is. And it's very hard to get these same people sometimes to get really out on the streets. This is certainly an active liberal community. A lot of well-educated people, people who understand that there are reasons that the poor are not able to get a fair shake, that workers are limited in what their rights are, and the wages are extremely limited. And at the same time, these people sometimes have a great difficulty really taking on these issues.
Wes, I want to add that your far better half, Jane, is also a member of the Raging Grannies, and she stands up for what she thinks is right as well. Thank you for all that you do to make life better for those of us who live here in Orange County.
I appreciate that, and I also want to be sure you know that I'm a granny group because I keep up with Jane the best I can.
Good luck with that. In addition to all that, for years, Wes Hare has been serving as a crossing guard at Raskus Elementary School. Wes Hare, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thanks, Ron.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Carolina football.
No, he's not! Yes, he is! Touchdown!
WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel.